Because for me, what has been happening 2-3 years from now in Zimbabwe, it has not really been censorship. It has been, there's a political hand that's there. Because one, you know, you get to a point where either a script goes to the censorship board, and the censorship board says there's nothing wrong with it, and you get and perform and the police arrest you, or you get to a point where you call, for example, where you talk to the censorship guys and they tell you censorship has nothing to do with politics. We are not censoring politics. We are censoring stuff like pornography and other things that might offend, but that is not what is happening. Then also my understanding of censorship is that you can only revoke a censorship act when somebody has complained to say, actually, this thing is offensive, this thing is what, and then an action has to come in. But what has been happening now is that even without, you find the police coming in and saying, you can't perform this, but who has complained?